All right. Let's get legal. Drake, you got me?
Legal. Legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1. KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Do we have him? I think we've got him. We've got my man, Kenny Caraway, KC up in Sac, one of the best basketball minds I know, big Giants fan, big time 49er fan. So we're going to talk Niners and Giants with them. But first, I want to start with the NBA because we're not at the halfway point. Really, we're at the two-thirds point right now. And you know I'm a diehard Warrior fan. And a lot of the media around this team and in the country, KC, they're obsessed about what's going to happen in the offseason. And I root for sports because I want to enjoy the now, the games. And when you build a team this great, why should I look into the future? Why is everyone in the media so obsessed with focusing on Kevin Durant and his impending free agency and where he's going to go?
You know, first of all, what's up, Butch? You know what I'm saying? What's up, big dog? First and foremost, I'm stepping into your house, so I got to act accordingly.
I love you.
But, and it's national media, I think I understand it. Because, you know, you got Kevin Durant, who we talked about this before. That's going to be one of the greatest ball players we've ever seen in our lives. You know what I mean? And he's about to I don't know if he's going to leave or not. I feel like he might, but there's an option for him to leave. So I understand why that's a big story nationally. Locally, in the Bay Area, I mean, enjoy what's going on, man. You know, this is one of the greatest shows. You know, we pride ourselves in Sacramento, you know, with those early 2000 Kings teams about the greatest show on earth. That was the, you know, Sports Illustrated cover. Well, this is 2.0 and 3.0. You know what I mean? What's going on in Golden State? Greatest show on earth. And, I don't know why, you know, maybe it's hard for me to say because I'm not in that situation as a Warriors fan, but I don't know why. It's just not, hey, let's just enjoy this every night, man. You know, I get to see three of the best 10 players in the game playing on the same team, man. I don't know what the obsession is, but that's kind of what the NBA is, you know, for better or for worse. You know, it's all about the summer almost.
Yeah.
The NBA now, you know what I mean? And it's fun. I agree. I partake in it. It's fun. I get it. But like you said, man, let's not lose sight of the game. Let's not lose sight of actually being in the moment and enjoying what we're seeing on the court. You know what I mean?
Completely agree. Completely agree. We got KC with us. Hey, KC, you know, you think Kevin Durant's response to the media was an appropriate response, or do you think he's just being a punk? Because I know you've been really outspoken when it comes to Kevin Durant. I'm curious your thoughts. Someone who's not in the bubble, the Bay Area bubble, because I was crucifying the media for going at him, and I had his back on this one because I want to see the guy come back.
I felt the same way as you did. I thought Kevin was 100% justified in it. I thought, like, there's a fine line between, you know, reporting the news or what you think is news and what's going on with covering the team and overkill. And I think a lot of those guys like TK and Strauss, and I actually like Strauss. Strauss is okay. Like, I don't look at him the same way I look at TK. But, I mean, it's overkill. Like, you go to some of these, I'm not going to name any names, but you go to some of these publications, you know, websites or the app or whatever the case may be, and they've got, you know, four guys writing the same story, essentially. It's like, really? Do we really need that every single day? And, you know, if you're Kevin Durant, like, you get tired of that, especially when people are putting words in your mouth and, you know, they're not asking you specifically, you know, what your decision is, if you made a decision. And if you said, no, I haven't, I'm going to wait till the summer, they don't respect that. You know, Kevin Durant literally could say, no, I haven't decided what I'm going to do. And Strauss and TK can come back the next day and be like, yeah, him saying that is basically saying he's going to New York. What? Like, the man just told you. I haven't, like, taken for face value. You know what I'm saying? And but at the same time, while I do agree with KD, and I was in favor of him doing that at the Catch-22, because, I mean, we just talked about it. I mean, that's what the whole athletic speculation on a daily basis. That's why he can make about $200 million in the NBA and make another $200 million on a shoe deal. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Point.
Like, it's a double-edged sword. So it's a little give and take, but I can understand somebody like KD reaching a boiling point and being like, you know, I don't want to hear that today. And then you've seen since then, it's been a non-issue. Like, he just kind of had to get it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now he's, you know, cool. He's talking to people. It's all good. But I can understand the boiling point. I get it.
Yeah. KC and Sac, baby. I'm watching your Kings, dude. And I'm rooting for them. I want them to take that 8 seed. I want the I-80 series. I mean, how big would this be for the city of Sacramento? And how awesome would that series be? I see a lot of parallels between De'Aaron Fox and what he's done to rejuvenate that franchise and what Steph Curry did for the Warriors. I'm not saying he's Steph Curry, but I'm just saying the impact, you can see it. And when I watch that guy, he's clearly special. Speak to the fans here in the Bay Area about what that would mean for Sacramento, you know, in a 1-8 series, and what De'Aaron Fox and how he's kind of rejuvenated not just the city but the fan base in Sacramento.
It would mean, first of all, to the series, it would mean everything, you know, to see us get into the playoffs. Just in general, if we played the Washington Generals, you know, in the playoffs, you know, we would go crazy. But to have that opportunity to go up against the world champs, and let's get it, let's face it, if you get back into the playoffs and you're a 1-8 and you're facing the Warriors, you're on the main stage. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be getting that 6:30 Sunday evening game, you know, on TNT. You're getting that 12 o'clock prime time ABC game, and that would be so huge to get back on the scene and get back that way. Are the Warriors the better team? I mean, that goes without question. Is it a possible sweep? That goes without question. But just to get in there and get your feet wet, and then you talk about a guy like De'Aaron Fox. This guy has come into a city that definitely has a little brother complex when it comes to the, you know, to the Bay Area and to the whole state of California in general. Even though we are the state capital, it's a definite little brother complex. And this guy has come in from the start, from before he got drafted. You know, he was taking snaps with a Kings hat and, you know, wearing purple ties. And he's completely embraced this city and this region to the fullest. And that's all you got to do up here is say, like, I love you and we will love you back forever. And that's before he even started producing and doing what he's doing. He's a leader. He's a game changer. He's a franchise changer. And he's our guy. He's our guy. I tell people all the time, Marvin Bagley, it may be a coming time where he's averaging 25 points, 15 rebounds. Wow. He's putting up the numbers and he's the best offensive player. But the guy that makes everything go and the guy that changed everything.
Wow.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I remember when you texted me like a year ago, and you're like, he's the real deal. He's that dude. And I was like, really? I respect your opinion, but I got to see it. And then the more I watch this guy, I'm just like, I love the way he plays. And he's a leader. But the other thing, like, if Sacramento gets the 8th seed, it feels like LeBron James, and I got KC, Kenny Caraway. He does KC's Corner up in KDEE, Sacramento, 97.5. You can catch him on Fridays up there. KC, I feel like if LeBron doesn't make the playoffs, year one with the Lakers, I mean, after not getting Anthony Davis, and then you swing out, he's like 280 pounds. Brian Windhorst, the guy who's, you know, basically kissed his butt his entire career to get where he's at. Is it a massive failure if LeBron doesn't make the playoffs? And what do you think about LeBron and the Luke Walton and not getting Anthony Davis? What's your feel on that whole situation?
It is a huge failure and a huge hit to the legacy of LeBron James if he's not able to make the playoffs this year. A lot of people, you know, have a debate about Kobe a lot, and I love Kobe Bryant. I love being Bryant. That's my guy. But one of the knocks that I always have on him is in the prime of his career, I don't care if you're playing with Smush Parker and Chris Smith, they let half the league into the playoffs. If you're an all-time great, if you're, you know, up there trying to be in that GOAT discussion, you can't miss the playoffs ever. I don't care if me and you go out there with you. The playoffs, you know what I'm saying? And if that happens with LeBron James, it's a huge hit on the legacy. We talked about it before. I said, you know, there's a possibility, even without 6 rings, that he could end up being the greatest basketball player to ever play. If he doesn't make the playoffs, that discussion is done. It's
wow.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot miss the playoffs. And he's got talent. And he's completely mismanaged this entire situation. And he's tried to have complete control of everything, and it's backfired. It's completely backfired.
And what about the Anthony Davis factor? Like him walking out on the team last night?
That was disgusting. That was disgusting. And I have no problem with AD. I like AD. He seems like a great guy. I love to watch him. But that was disgusting. I hated to see that from AD last night. And you got a question, like, I know at the end of the day, talent rules everything else, but you got a question if that's the guy that you even want around your franchise. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, I have this debate about, you know, who would you start the franchise with, Giannis or AD? And, you know, one of my friends, he thinks I'm crazy because I say Giannis easily. I would start it with Giannis over AD.
Wow.
And he thinks I'm crazy, but that's the kind of stuff that I saw last night that I'm just not sure about when you think about Anthony Davis long term.
Wow. Wow. We got KC, Kenny Caraway up in Sacramento, my guy, basketball insider, diehard Niner fan, Giants fan as well. I mean, I could go all around the NBA. There's so many compelling stories. Philadelphia, I love what they're doing. Love what the Bucks have been doing. Love what Paul George, the guy you turned me on to. Paul George is an MVP for me. But I got to ask you about the Giants. You're a diehard Giants fan. I feel like Bryce Harper's coming. Don't we need him? Don't the Giants need him, KC?
Bruh. Bryce needs to be in San Francisco. And more than anything, I think – you know, you talk about the contract and people, you know, whatever's going on with the owners in Major League Baseball and the players and all this other stuff. The Giants need to break the picket line with this because they need Bryce Harper in a bad way, in a bad way. The fan base is ready to just kind of jump ship on this season and maybe on future seasons, you know, because of the cover being bare, and just sick of seeing these 80, 90 lost teams. And if they can pull a Bryce, it changes everything.
Totally.
It changes everything. It invigorates the fan base. It invigorates the franchise. It puts us in a whole different light. And I know we joked about it a lot. It was kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, 3-4 years ago when he was out here for the NLDS and would take all these pictures and talk about, you know, how beautiful it is, you know, to be in San Francisco. We're like, oh, yeah, Bryce, come back here on free agency. We didn't think it would really happen. But here we are on the doorstep of getting somebody like a Bryce Harper. And I don't know about you, Butcher. I think he's been unfairly right through the cold.
Totally agree.
Of late.
Totally agree.
This guy is a stud.
Yes.
He is an absolute stud, a generational player. And if you have an opportunity to bring him in, I don't care what kind of collusion you guys got going. If I'm Larry Bear, I'm saying, you know what, I'm crossing the picket line right now. Here's your $300 million, Bryce. Come to San Francisco now.
Totally. Kenny Caraway, KC up in SAC. You can catch him on 97.5 KDEE. Yeah, think about this. We were ready to slurp Angel Pagan for a double when the helmet would come flying off. He'd shoot a bow and arrow into the – Bryce Harper hits a ball into the water. I mean, the whole place is going to lose their mind, right?
Yeah. I mean, Ron, did we forget about that bomb hit on Strickland?
Into the water?
It stared him down like a straight G.
I love
like
him.
Like a gangster. We need that in right and left field. I don't care where you put it.
I agree.
That right there, bro.
Totally agree. You're my favorite, Casey. I could talk with you all night. Next time you're in the Bay, please hit me up. We're going to a Niner game this year. We're going to go to a Giants game. But I want everybody to follow I Am K Diddy on Twitter. You can catch him on 97.5 KDEE. Kenny, thank you, man. You're the best. I could talk to you all night.
My man, the pleasure's all mine, man. Keep doing your thing, baby.
You're the best. And I'm ready for this Sacramento Golden State Warriors 1-8, the Fighting Cozumores, the Kenny Caraway Kings against my Golden State Warriors. I'm ready for it. On the other side, I see people lining up. 888-957-9570. You want to go Niners? You want to go Giants? You want to go Warriors? We've gone everywhere. You tell me what you want to talk about, fans. On the other side, this is The Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to The Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Oh, listen to the story I'm about to tell. San Quentin, how you doing, baby? It's The Butcher Shop. Yes, yes, yes. I am Joe Shasky. We are 95.7 The Game. And we got about, I don't know, 40 minutes or so left of the show. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have my boy Rocco on. We're going to go all around sports. We got a golf story. You know, everybody's talking about golf this week because no one ever wants to talk about golf unless there's something erroneous that happens away from the game. So we'll definitely talk about that. And I am one who actually has followed this story for over a month. And now it's hit ESPN and everybody's ledger, and now we want to talk about it. I actually had this on our show 2 weeks ago when I did my solo show a couple weeks back. But first, let's go to Larry in SF. And if you got anything you want to, we'll go anywhere. Warriors, Giants, Niners, Bryce Harper watch. Don't forget, it is
Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper.
You got 40 minutes. 40 minutes and he's supposed to sign. You said it's happening this show.
I hope it does happen. Bryce, call in. 888-957-9570. Tell Joe Shasky that you're signing with the Giants. Let's break the news on 95.7 The Game. Larry in SF, step right up, no waiting. What do you got?
Hey, man, I tell you, I'd love to get Frank Clark and A.J. Green, like you said. You know, I'm not a big fan of A.B. I don't think our team is set for him. You know what I mean? I don't want Le'Veon Bell. You know, I'll take Earl Thomas, any of those.
I would, too.
You know, any of those players.
Let me ask you a question, honestly. I want you to be sincere. What is Jimmy Garoppolo right now?
Right now? I think he's going to be an awesome quarterback. You know, but, you know, I just think he's going to need he needs something other than Antonio Bryant screaming and marching off the field. You know what I mean?
You're right. I agree with that. I think the worst thing for both of them would be for them to get Antonio Brown immediately and him screaming and yelling, saying, get me the ball. And Jimmy, who doesn't really have, let's be honest, he doesn't have the track record nor the chops to be able to deal with something like that. I agree. This is a big year for Jimmy Garoppolo. This is huge. And if you make the wrong move and it ends up messing, it's not like they have this incredible locker room chemistry as it is. I'm just saying, like, it's delicate. And the situation could be critical, to go back to Nicotina, if you're John Lynch, if you're Kyle Shanahan, if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, and you do not succeed and get back to the playoffs next year. Guys, it's very simple. I need to get back to the playoffs next year. I need to get back to the playoffs. Let's go to Kevin in Daly City. Kevin, step right up, no waiting. How foggy is it in Daly City at this exact moment?
Right now, it's actually clear. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry, I'm 55 years old, so I might be too old to listen to you, but I really enjoy your show.
Oh, no, it's, I'm inclusive, Kevin. It's all ages, all genders. We just try to have fun, man. We're just shooting it.
I was born in San Francisco. I moved to Sacramento for 30 years, and I'm just back, and you guys are educating me quite a bit. But I my comment is I want the Niners to do whatever they can so I don't have to root so they get the draft. My first quarterback that I remember was somebody named John Brody.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember us ever rooting for us to lose to get the draft pick, and I'll take your answer off the air if it's okay.
Yeah, my grandfather and my father talk about John Brody, number 12. His jersey was retired by the 49ers, and then a guy by the name of Trent Dilfer came around and wanted to back up Alex Smith. That Trent Dilfer. Do you have audio? Okay. I guess we have very special Trent Dilfer audio. Is it him taking a sack? Is it him?
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is Super Bowl worthy right there. Yeah. So that guy took John Brody's retired jersey out of the rafters for like four games, and he got sacked like nine times against the New York Giants on the road. Give me that audio one more. I mean, that's just priceless.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Hello?
No.
Hello? Wow. I mean, geez Louise, Trent Dilfer. He's the worst. Honestly, he is the worst. But no, honestly, I agree with what Kevin was saying. I never root for the team to lose. Look, if they're like 1-14 and they lose the last game to get the number one pick, okay, yeah, then I will root for them to lose. But I was one of those people that was at Seattle in the game, in the rain, at Levi's, and I wanted that team to win. And I saw everybody, oh, you got to lose the game. You got to get the number one pick. You got to get Bosa. Now Bosa's not even the number one pick. How funny how things have changed just a couple months ago. A couple months ago, it's a lock. This Bosa guy's going to go number one. You are ruining the next Lawrence Taylor chance opportunity to draft this guy. And now it's like, oh, actually, Arizona's not even going to take him. He could drop maybe 3 to 4. Who knows where he's going to go? Now I'm hearing Quinnen Williams. I'm hearing Kyler Murray. I mean, I don't root for losses unless it's the very last game of the year. You know the game I did root for them to lose? In 2015, when Jim Tom Sula was the coach and the St. Louis Rams sat everyone on their team so that they could tank to get a better draft pick, so that they could trade up to go get Jared Goff, the Marine Catholic boy who wore number 16 because he idolized Joe Montana. Let's go to Steve in Alameda. Steve, step right up, no waiting. What do you got? And if you got any calls, 888-957-9570, get in there. Steve, what do you got tonight?
Hey, Sherpa, how are you?
Oh, you were listening. You were listening.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what high school did John Brody go to?
I don't know. Where did he go?
Oakland Tech.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's Leon Poe?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood went there, too.
Oh, yeah. Awesome knowledge, Steve. Are you a big John Brody fan?
I'll listen to you, Sherpa.
Thank you. Love it. See, that's... We were talking about getting to the mountaintop. Joe, were you here? I don't think you were here. We're talking about getting to the mountaintop. All right? And if you're looking for a guider, of someone who can get you to the top of the hill, you're looking for a Sherpa. Okay? That's what they are, an experienced rock climber who knows how to get to the mountaintop. Who's the Sherpa on the 49ers right now? He's not a... That's a jackass, not a Sherpa. You would use that donkey to help get you up the mountain, but not in that way.
I don't know the facts.
Oh, my goodness. 888-957-9570. I know everybody in the Bay Area, they're warriored out when it comes to, is Durant going to leave? We had the big story today with Colin Kaepernick. And the reason why I didn't bring it up is because Ray Ratto and Damon Bruce pretty much dissected it from every single angle for 4 hours. And, you know, like, I don't think that there's any new ground to cover until we get more facts. And I think they did a fantastic job talking in nuance and with a lot of sophistication about all of the sides of the equation. And to be totally fair, I'm not ready to come to a conclusion because I don't think I know enough about the actual facts, and I don't think anyone else will. So that's why we haven't talked about it tonight. We've talked about Bryce Harper. We've talked about the Warriors, the All-Star break, my Depression era Dubs. And, of course, Jimmy G. Based on contract and health. Here we go from the 209. Oh, boy. Let's unpack this one. The Chilton Auto Body text line, 209. Based on contract and health, Jimmy G is Blake Bortles at this point. Until he proves otherwise, he probably will be good. But he's not until he is. Most overpaid QBs in the NFL at the moment. Sportacus. My guy, Sportacus. Blake Bortles has a bigger track record than Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not a Blake Bortles fan by any means, but he did take that team to the AFC Championship game. That's like the Mark Sanchez.
He took them?
I mean, he happened to be playing quarterback when they went there. He was not the Sherpa. He might have been the jackass in that equation, but he was definitely there. He was on the trip. He was on the Oregon Trail. Richard Sherman is a great call for a Sherpa. Richard Sherman absolutely can get the 49ers back to the mountaintop, and he's a leader. He definitely is. We're going to have my boy Rocco. We're going to have my boy Rocco coming on here, and we're going to definitely do a little food with Butcher. I know President's Day isn't necessarily the biggest food time of the year. But we just had Valentine's Day, and I want to ask the people, Valentine's candy, what is the most overrated and underrated Valentine's candy there is out there? I had read a story that those little chalky hearts have now been discontinued. Sweethearts. So now the company's broke. Something happened, and I heard they're not making them anymore. Those were kind of garbage anyway, right? Weren't they? I like Smarties. Those are good. Really, I like strawberries dipped in chocolate. I definitely like those. Well, say it on air. Say it on air. Joe.
Ferrero Rochers.
Those are delicious. Very rich. Very rich. Absolutely love those. And Joe Staley is definitely a Sherpa. Joe Staley is definitely a Sherpa. Okay. 888-957-9570. Valentine's food. Overrated, underrated. I took my parents out to dinner the other night. Went to a beautiful Greek restaurant. I'm just blown away how much it costs. And my wife was in the restaurant industry. I am still to this day. It is so expensive to take anyone anywhere these days. Parking, the food, the alcohol, everything costs an arm and a leg. That's why I don't get mad when an athlete is commanding $200 million. The price of everything's going up. Why should a Major League Baseball player take less money? You got him? Let's go to my boy Rocco. Anthony LaRocca.
Rocco's modern life.
Rocco! Look at Nash coming in hard. My partner in crime. Is this okay? This is Rocco's Modern Life. This is a cartoon from back in the day. We got my boy Anthony LaRocca, aka Rocco. How you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing great. Where'd you pull that from?
I
haven't heard those.
Nash is the throwback.
I'm a wizard. I'm a wizard.
You're a millennial.
You heard Future's new album? I'm a wizard.
I love it. That was great.
Hey, Rocco, we've been kicking around this idea all night. I'm curious where you're at with this. Bryce Harper, am I crazy? I feel like this is such a no-brainer for the Giants. They got $350 million coming to them from Oracle. They clearly have the need. I was talking to Howard Eskin earlier from Philadelphia. They're already kind of like over him because it's taking so long. I mean, isn't this a perfect, perfect situation for the San Francisco Giants and Bryce Harper to marry?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, as a fan, of course. But even for the Giants as a business, to me, they need a face of the franchise, right?
Yes.
I mean, Bumgarner, the supposed face, they're dangling in trade. Buster Posey's a broken down catcher who we don't know what he has left. So I don't know. I mean, we don't have anything coming up from the farm system. To me, marketing wise, it makes a ton of sense. And for me, that's the angle I would take as a Giants is we need this guy to make money.
Yes.
We need to sell tickets. We need to sell merchandise. Who else is there?
There's nobody.
I mean, right. Right. And then the fit on the field is just it's just a marriage made in heaven. I mean, we're desperate for outfielders. He's the best one out there. He's young. So, I mean, get him on the roster right now.
Absolutely. And is there a threshold for you? Because I've been asking the question tonight. Is there an amount of money that makes you go, no, I just can't do it? Is it $300 million, $200 million? Is there a number when it comes to the years of the contract? Because for me, honestly, Rocco, I don't think there is a specific number or amount of years that makes me go, yeah, I'm not out on Bryce Harper. Because I want this guy at all costs. He's 26. If I buy him even for 10 years, I'm buying 5 at least of his prime years. And I think he's going to age gracefully. Is there a threshold for you?
No. Because as a fan, I want to win. I want more rings. I want more World Series. So no. To me, there is no price. I want to win. There's no feeling. You know, I love seeing the Warriors win. I can't wait till the Niners win, and I want that feeling of the Giants W's again.
Do you think they can win with this champion? They've got a couple pieces from the championship titles. You got Brandon Crawford. You got Buster Posey coming off the hip surgery. You still have Madison Bumgarner. Everybody on this station and others has been speculating about what you do with Madison Bumgarner. If it was up to you, diehard fan Anthony, are you trading Madison Bumgarner to get better, or are you just going to ride it out this year and see where we're at?
Not if I get Bryce Harper. I think a lot hinges on that. If I don't, I think I move him. If I do get him, I think I extend him and use those two guys to drive me to another World Series.
And where are you at with Buster Posey? Because this is a guy, I mean, he's been a pillar, not just for the organization, but for the pitching staff. I mean, he's been so good. That's an area we talk about his hitting numbers, and everybody, and myself included, oh, he only hit 5 home runs last year. He's only hit so many home runs after the All-Star break in his last 4 years. And I hear all that, and I know he had a hip surgery. But to me, like, I still think he can be a viable, brilliant mind behind the plate and gun guys down defensively. I don't see this value for him moving positions and going to first base. Do you think he still has the chops to catch 100 times plus a year at catcher? And do you think he can get back at least some of where he was at just a couple years ago?
I'm hopeful. As far as catching, I think 100 games is possible. But I think you have games, you know, Aramis Garcia step forward at the
great
end
call.
Of the year. I think he could play a little more. And honestly, I'd love to see Joey Bart. You know, I think fast track the guy and let's see him. Let him and Posey, you know, let Posey guide him through the MLB. Why not? So I hopefully he comes up quick. But I think you don't need him to catch that many games.
So for you, you like Aramis Garcia. I like him as well. And you keep bringing up first base as an option. Obviously, we brought up Joey Bart. I mean, what do you do with Brandon Belt? I mean, the guy's never hit over 18 home runs. We're waiting for this egg to hatch that's never going to hatch. I'm ready to move off the guy. You even saw the Arizona Diamondbacks get rid of Paul Goldschmidt, who's twice the player Brandon Belt will ever be. What do you think they do with Brandon Belt at this point?
Well, I think we're stuck with him right now, but I don't see why can't you platoon him at Posey?
Interesting. I hadn't considered.
You know, and then spell Posey a little bit more, and then let our other catchers catch. You have you're starting to see more depth there. You know, you got Vogt, you got Garcia, they signed Rene Rivera, so you got guys to help spell Posey.
What did you think of the Paro signing? I mean, he's a guy who has a great outfield arm. Just a few years ago, he was a really good player. Right now, you're looking at an outfield of Mack Williamson, Austin Slater. You're looking at Steven Duggar. I mean, it's just they don't have a lot of experienced bodies. Let's say they don't get Bryce Harper. Does that change how you look at Paro?
Yes, but I'm a type of guy. I want to see the young guys play. Let give them a chance. Let's see them. Put them out there. Do I like the Paro signing? Yes, but I want to see the young guys out there. I want to see them play.
So what do you
opportunity?
What do you do with Duggar? What in your ideal situation? You got this young center fielder. I'm looking at him. He's got a little Steve Finley in him. I see a little Darren Lewis in him. What do the Giants do with someone like Steven Duggar?
Throw him out there. Throw him in the deep end. Sink or swim, right? I mean, let's see it. Let's see it. You know, he's done well in AAA. Throw him out there, you know. Let him go through the tough times, and hopefully he'll succeed through those.
Did you see the comments about Bruce Bochy saying he'd like to bat him one or two in the order? I think that's great. I want to see him bat leadoff, but play there for a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, let me see it first, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, don't you got to see it first before you just throw him like he's my leadoff guy? We need guys on base.
Yeah. And what do you do with the starting rotation right now? You got Bumgarner, obviously, is going to be in the one hole. Cueto's on the shelf till at least September. Derek Rodriguez had a great year last year. Great year. I'm hoping he can repeat it. It's doubtful. I like what they did with Holland, bringing him back, getting Drew Pomerantz. You got Samardzija. I don't know how you squeeze the lemon there. How are you looking at the starting rotation right now for the San Francisco Giants?
Oh, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it for you?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's the one. Our bullpen, I love our bullpen. You know, if we get Harper, I don't mind our position players, but the starting pitching is big question mark for me. Like you said, Derek Rodriguez, who knows? But Bumgarner is the one consistent. That's it.
Yeah.
That's scary for me. I know it is for you.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And let's be fair. I look at Bumgarner. He's only pitched like a dozen times in the last 2 years because of all the weird injuries. And I want to see this guy regain his form. I mean, honestly, Rocco, let's think out loud. What was the best individual regular season he's had? 2014, 2013?
Yeah, he's not the regular season guy.
That's true.
He never was. We had other guys that took care of the regular season, and he took care of the postseason for us, but he's never really had that one dominant year we've been waiting for.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's transition to the Warriors, because obviously the Warriors right now, I mean, they're the cream of the crop. I've been complaining for the last couple of days here on the air that everybody, some of the fans, but a lot of the media, we just have to we're going to speculate about what's going to happen in the future. And it really drives me crazy, because what we do in sports is we try to build a team that's the best, if not the best ever. And then once we finally have that, now everyone wants to tear it down and look toward the future. I mean, are you as sick as I am with the coverage of this team being so ready to fast forward through the regular season and just talk about Kevin Durant's impending free agency?
Oh, no doubt about it, because we're going for a three-peat. That's what I want to concentrate on as a fan. I mean, there's no better feeling than your team winning the championship. And we're looking down three in a row, and all we could talk about is the team breaking up. As a fan, it drives me nuts, because I want to enjoy it, and it makes it hard to enjoy it. It really does. But, you know, I'm trying. You know, I still love watching them because it's a great product. But it does make it tiring as a fan, because you just want to enjoy every second of it, because we've been in the depths.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was asking Warrior fans earlier, you know, Warrior Depression era fans, guys that, gals, whoever, that watched the team when they had no All-Stars, when we were looking for the dunk competition or the rookie sophomore challenge. I mean, isn't it incredible where they're at right now with the three All-Stars, and we're like complaining that Draymond wasn't good enough to be an All-Star this year?
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there was a time we didn't know what jersey to buy.
That's a great point.
To figure out what jersey to buy, because we didn't know if he was going to be there the next year. Now we have multiple. I mean, I never thought I'd see a time like this. I absolutely love it. You know, it drives me nuts, though, because it sucks to lose. But I love it. I can't. I want to enjoy every second of it, but it's tough.
Yeah, it totally is. What about LeBron James? What'd you think of him going to the Lakers? What do you think of them not even in the eighth seed at this point? Brian Windhorst coming out today saying the guy weighs 285 pounds. Can you believe this?
I love every second of it. Not only that it happened to LeBron, but it happened to LeBron on the Lakers because I hate the Lakers. So I love that it happened to him and on the Lakers. I love watching it. The one guy I feel bad for is Luke Walton. But I love seeing this. We knew it was going to happen. It happens at every stop he goes. At some point, it blows up in his face, and I love every second of it.
Yeah. So what about Boogie Cousins, man? I mean, how awesome has it been to watch Boogie Cousins here? I know they've gotten off the slow starts in the first quarter, but he's got to be the most fun big we've ever had.
I can't remember a time we had a big like him. I mean, it's... My wife got the video of me going crazy when we signed him. I couldn't wait till he came back. And I can't wait to see what he does at post All-Star. I think it's going to go to another level. Hopefully they let him play a little more.
All right, love it.
I can't wait.
All right, let's go to Food with Butcher. Start up the intro. Give it to me, baby.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
This is a tasty burger.
Yeah, just keep it coming, please.
Let me just sit here and enjoy the one thing that makes me a little bit happy. This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo.
Will somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
Hey, come and get your Brahma cuts. It's the time to ask you Butcher with the Joe Shasky on 957 The Game.
All right, Nash.
Let's All right, Butcher.
We're going to squeeze in some sports in between some Food with Butcher.
We'll squeeze in some sports.
Give it to me, Nash.
We got our boy Rock here. We got Butch. Just give me a good one. So you mentioned the underrated candies. You want to go for that one first? You want to talk about your underrated candies?
Yeah, I think Smarties and I also think Starbursts are extremely underrated. Who doesn't love a pink or red Starburst? Rocco, what do you think?
I like the red Starburst. I'm a big Haribo guy, so I'm a big gummy bear guy. I'm a big, the cherries are bomb. I love the Coca-Cola bottles.
The Coca-Cola? Wow, you're taking me back, Rocco.
Yeah, you know, I love the sour strips. We used to go to the Sweet Factory, get
the sour strips. Blue raspberry ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm down with all the gummies, all those kind of candies. That's what I go for.
All right, fella. You got something else, Butch?
Yeah, what do you think of the three-point shooting contest with no Klay Thompson, Rocco? You in or out on that?
I'm in because it could have possibly freed up the spot for Seth Curry, and I want to see the Currys get after it.
All right, fellas, in honor of Valentine's Day last night, what's the ideal Valentine's dinner? Does it have to be fancy? Is our fella Joe right here married, in love? He spent it at In-N-Out, and I thought that was great.
I love that. You know, me as a cheapskate, as my wife would say, you know, I love any inexpensive meal. And you know how hard it is to prepare a meal for a woman? It's difficult. It's really difficult. I know how I like to eat, and I know some of the foods that I like to cook. My wife's a pescatarian. You know how hard it is to cook fish? It's difficult. Rocco, what do you think? You like the In-N-Out strategy of our young Joe?
I don't mind it at all. Actually, we went with some Bravo pizza. And Coca-Cola Classic last night, and my wife loved every minute of it.
Well, we're talking about affordability. Isaiah Thomas on a minimum deal right now, obviously coming off the injury. Did you guys get a chance to see him play for Denver?
No.
Only scored like 6 points, but Denver's second in the West right now. Any thoughts?
No.
Any thoughts on Denver being a threat to the Dubs, bringing Isaiah Thomas back, playing Warrior-style basketball?
I'll take this one.
No.
Rocco, okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with no on that one as well. Too young for me.
All right. He kept it short and sweet. I like that. All right, fellas, it's Friday night. What's on the menu this weekend? The eats of the weekend. What are the Butcher recommendations, the Rocco recommendations? Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go. I got to give a shout out Greek food. I love Greek food. Okay, so underrated. I recommended a spot to Damon Bruce called Orexi. Greek lamb shank with the orzo pasta. Absolutely incredible. Rocco, that's my spot.
That's your spot? That's my wife is a big fan of that spot as well. We might keep it simple this weekend with some more of the Luca ravioli.
Ooh, place that's shutting down. Luca's in the city. Iconic spot that makes the homemade hand-rolled pastas. Give me a sports question here, Nasher.
Well, you guys are talking about very ethnic, cultural food. Tonight we had the USA versus Worlds. You know, the young players playing that now, it's no longer the rookie versus sophomores. Kyle Kuzma was the MVP of that game. USA team won. This was Kyle Kuzma's thoughts on getting MVP. He said, I just wanted to win MVP and make a statement. A statement was made. Thoughts on those remarks?
Kyle Kuzma, who do you think you are? It's the freaking rookie, freshman, sophomore game, whatever the heck they call it these days. Like, Kyle Kuzma, you were almost dangled to New Orleans. You were going to go to Siberia.
Don't act like the Warrior fans wouldn't be excited back in the dog days.
Yeah, I would have been excited. Remember, I told you, Jay Rich bounced the ball off Boozer's face. But Kuzma, get out of here. Rocco, what do you think of Kuzma?
Yeah, I was watching some of that game. The game was terrible. It was a dunk contest. Irrelevant.
All right, fellas, in honor of our boy Tommy Call, go check him out on the Upside Pod. We did a little episode today. He had, in honor of National Pizza Day the other day, we did a best topping draft. Who are your top two toppings in this draft?
Well, for me,
and I'm think of combination that you're putting together the right team.
It's got to be, first off, it's pepperoni number one, it's mushroom number two, period.
Wow.
End of discussion.
I had pepperoni one, I drafted pepperoni, my last pick was mushroom.
Okay.
Rocco, what do you got?
I got an Italian sausage all day, and I'm a big mushroom guy. Yeah, mushrooms.
All right, here's my sports question for you guys before we get Rocco on out of here. Rocco, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, if you had your choice, which one would you rather have?
I'd go Beckham. I go Beckham.
I love it.
I think he'd fit in with the community, and he's younger.
More realistic, Rocco?
More realistic? I'd go A-B at this point.
Interesting. I like it. Rocco,
there's
thanks.
There's friction between them.
I love it. I absolutely. Hey. Thanks for, what do you got? What do you got before we get you out here?
Joe, one thing. Kevin would like to talk golf with you.
Matt Kuchar? My boy Matt Kuchar? We're going to talk about that. So Matt Kuchar.
He would love to talk golf with you.
Yeah.
And E-Dog wants to talk about some political stuff.
Yeah.
Where's White Mike?
We can't do that. Where's White Mike? These guys are learning all our nicknames. Rocco, have a good one, bro. I love you.
Great segment. Good show.
Yep. Give me the Matt Kuchar story, Nash. I need the Matt Kuchar story. Basically, Matt Kuchar is a professional golfer. Everyone's talking about him right now. He wins an event in Mexico, and he doesn't have his regular caddy. So it's called the Mayacopa Classic. He ends up getting the help of a local caddy, someone who's obviously from Mexico, who's not used to getting the exorbitant amounts of money that a normal PGA Tour caddy would get. And Matt Kuchar, who is fifth, he is fifth all time on the PGA Tour winning list, meaning he's won the fifth most amount of money of all time. Okay? This guy, he won a purse of like $1.6 million. Now, prototypically, when you win on the PGA Tour, you end up giving your caddy about 10%. Now, a lot goes into that because when you miss the cut, you don't necessarily get any money because of that. And so you overpay when you do win to offset some of the costs when you don't and you miss the cut and whatnot. There's usually also a flat fee associated with it. But anybody who's ever had any service knows you got to tip. Don't be a cheapskate. Especially, there's like literally nothing worse in life than a rich cheapskate, right? And not just like a rich person being cheap here and there on stuff. Like, outwardly cheap to someone that all you have to do is go a little. You don't even have to give 25% or anything. Just go a little and you could change this individual's life. He ended up offering, the guy's name's El Toucan. That's kind of what the caddy's name is. It's his nickname. Matt Kuchar wins the event. His first win in years. Wins $1.6 million. Wants to give the guy 0.3% of the purse. It was like $2,000 or $3,000. And El Toucan ended up. Oh, give me the exact numbers, Nash. You got it?
Yeah, so Kuchar made $1.3 million in winnings. Ortiz was supposed to be paid 10% of that, so $130K, which would obviously change his life. Instead, paid $5K, and your boy Kuchar had some critical comments to make about it. He said, this is a lot of money for the guy, so he should be grateful he's making anything at all.
Oh, my God.
He did come out with a statement today, though.
Yeah, what was his statement today after he backtracked, after social media destroyed this guy, after it got onto PTA? See,
his publicist probably told him to say this.
Well, first off, this was a big thing in the golf world for like 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, somehow, the news cycle got slow. Why? Because the NFL's done. And we're looking for stories, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, it's on PTI. So what did he say today?
This week, I made comments that are out of touch and insensitive, making a bad situation worse. They made it seem like I was marginalizing Ortiz in his financial situation, which was not my intention. And he goes on and on about pretty much saying, sorry, I never wanted to bring negativity to the classic. For all my fans, as well as fans of the game, I want to apologize for not representing the values instilled in this incredible sport. Blah, 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 retracting your statement, trying to fix your image.
It's a weak look. And the worst part about this is that this particular individual, Matt Kuchar, sold people on this image that he's a wholesome good guy. He wears Skechers. He's a married man. He drives a Kia. You know, all these things that they try to portray in the media and through their advertisements. And all he had to do, he didn't even have to give the guy $100,000. Give the guy 20. 20 grand changes this guy's life forever.
Well, isn't it kind of a coincidence how he needs a filling caddy and it's obviously somebody, like you mentioned, he's from Mexico. Obviously,
yes.
The currency doesn't value the same it does here. Probably thinking, I want a bigger payday than I would have to pay my own caddy.
I didn't even think of that.
Maybe, more than just a coincidence.
I mean, dude, it's not like Matt Kuchar is some struggling PGA Tour event guy. He's endorsed by Bridgestone. He's endorsed by Pete Millar, which is the clothing company. He's endorsed by Skechers. I don't understand why he couldn't just chunk this guy down a little bit of money. Have you guys ever worked in food service? Have you ever been a waiter or a waitress?
Yeah.
So do you tip? Because I have a big problem.
I always tip no matter what.
See, I have a big problem with people that don't tip. And I'm not saying you have to tip every single time. I'm just saying when the service is equitable and it's up to your liking, you got to throw down that. When you go out to eat, part of the going out to eat price point is you got to tip. My wife was a waitress for years. Or eat at home. Prepare the meal at home. In this situation, Kuchar, this is one of the all-time worst looks ever. And then to backtrack because of social media pressure, it's just a bad look, gentlemen.
Here's the exact quote.
Am I too harsh?
Well, this quote will tell you that you're not. He said, for a guy who makes $200 a day, $5,000 a week is a really big week.
Oh, my God. How insulting is that? How insulting. You know, when I go to Mexico, right? Whenever I go to Mexico, I'll go down to Cabo and I always say the same things. I'm like, you know what? I got to be good to these people. You know, like I'm a tourist coming to bring
like
in 10, money.
20 bucks is a lot.
It goes
sometimes.
A long way.
Like the kids selling cheekly on the streets. I shoot them $5. Their eyes are popping out of their head.
I know. Again, don't be a cheapskate at any turn. Recognize, read the room, get a feel. Great show tonight. This is The Butcher Shop. I appreciate every single person out there who contributed via the phone, via the text line. Thank you to my boy Rocco. Thank you to Howard Eskin. Thank you to Casey and Zach. Thank you to Rocco. Thank you, Nash. Excellent job, Joe, on the board as always. Bay Area, I love you. It's 95.7 The Game.